This is the easy read version of the Mayor's diversity strategy, and it's called the Mayor's Vision to Make a London for Everyone. Tell us what you think. A message from the Mayor. I'm very proud of London, its people from different backgrounds, its businesses and its culture. It is very open and it has a global outlook. I want a London that is a fair and equal city, that shares its wealth with everyone. An example of a place where everyone is treated the same, that other cities can follow. A place where people from all walks of life can be safe, healthy, happy and live well together. A world-leading city where everyone can grow up, live, learn, work, visit, take part and enjoy their rights. I will encourage everyone to make London greener and work with all Londoners on this big issue. Stronger communities can help us tackle big issues such as our relationship with Europe, an increase in hate crimes and the risk of terrorist attacks. We also need to tackle equality for women, people of different races, the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community, LGBT+, disabled people, people of different religions, people of different ages. By working together, London can be a city for everyone. This document explains how I see London growing and builds on my promise when I was elected Mayor of London. You can also find my ideas in the report, A City for All Londoners. It is the first step in creating a new plan about making a London for everybody. I want to hear from people and groups that have examples of being treated unfairly in London, want to find the best ways to stop people from being treated unfairly, and want to work with me and the GLA group to stop unfair treatment. The Mayor of London's job is to tackle big changes in London, such as the growing numbers of people with different backgrounds living in London, the growing differences in income, jobs, and quality of life across London. And to tackle these issues, the Mayor and the GLA group will work closely with schools, universities, small and large businesses, local groups, and local people. This document is our first step in this work. It includes areas for action that we think are important, but you may think there are areas we have missed. By finding out what people and organisations think, we will make sure we tackle the right issues, we will get examples of the problems people are facing, and we will draw up new goals based on what works best. This document focuses on people protected by the Equality Act 2010. The 9 protected groups are age, disability, gender, that's male or female, transgender, marriage and civil partnership, pregnant women and mothers of young people, race, religion or belief, and sexual orientation, that's gay, lesbian or bisexual. This document also tells you how the Mayor and the GLA group will make London more fair and equal, stop people or groups from being treated badly, help different groups to get on with each other. Once we have your views on this document, we will write and put out the Mayor's diversity and inclusion strategy. It will include examples of things that stop local people or local groups from being successful or from getting on, and this will help us to decide our goals. Tell us what you think. We want to find out what local people and local groups think about this document. If you'd like to take part, please answer these 5 questions. Question 1. Do we have the right goals or should we have other goals? Question 2. Do you have examples of being treated unfairly? Could we include them in our plan? Question 3. What are the best ways to take action? Question 4. Do you have examples of things that work well that we could learn from? Question 5. Could we work with your organisation on our goals? How could we do this? Please tell us what you think by Monday the 11th of September 2017. You can email us at diversitystrategy, that's one word, @london.gov.uk. You can phone us on 020-7983-4032. Or you could write to the Diversity and Social Policy Team at the Greater London Authority, PP22, City Hall, The Queen's Walk, More London, and that's London SE12AA. Goal 1. Make London a great place to live. We have four areas for action to help us achieve this goal. Area for action one is to build more decent homes. The mayor wants to build more decent homes for Londoners. He will build more housing for people of different needs and affordable housing for London's growing number of older people. He will support local councils and housing associations to build homes for a London living rent, or as part buy, part rent. He will get others to build more homes in new housing schemes that everyone can live in and can afford. He will make more land available for housing, including land owned by the Mayor and Transport for London, that's TfL. And he will work with London Council's partners and the No Nights Sleeping Rough Task Force to help end rough sleeping. He will support people to use less energy at home through Energy for Londoners, and he will also see if he can reduce energy costs. Area for Action 2. More places where people and businesses can do well. The Mayor will help to create places where people and businesses can do well. He will decide the best ways to improve local communities that benefit the most local people. He will find new ways for Londoners to take part in projects that improve local areas and build strong communities. And he will work with the London Legacy Development Corporation and the Old Oak and Park Royal Development Corporation to find out how everyone can benefit from their work. A development corporation is a body that's set up by the government to improve areas in cities around the UK. Area for Action 3. Build a city that is for everyone. The Mayor will play his part in building a city that is for everyone. He will find out what Londoners think about his plans to meet their needs. He will create places and homes using good standards and good design so that everyone can use them. He will give advice on good design to London councils and others so that places and homes around London are easier for everyone to use. We will also support training in good design. He will work with disabled people through the Inclusive Design and Access Panel and the Global Disability Innovation Hub. And he will protect green spaces and make more green spaces easy for everyone to use. Area for Action 4. Build strong communities. The Mayor will play his part in building stronger communities. He will set up a social integration team and write a social integration strategy leading to different activities across London. This work will be a key part of the Mayor's job. Social integration is all about supporting local people and local groups to get along with each other. He will start a new citizenship and integration initiative and hold more citizenship ceremonies and support young Londoners to get the right to live in London. Citizenship is all about playing an active part in society. He will set up a new sports project to tie in with London's position as a global venue for big sporting events. He will make it easier for Londoners from all backgrounds to volunteer and take part in activities at schools and in their local area. He will help older Londoners to get more active through the Get Moving project and get easier and better access to the internet. So the Mayor thinks the best way to make London a great place to live is build more decent homes, have more places where people and businesses do well, build a city that is for everyone, and build stronger communities. But what do you think? Send us your ideas and comments by Monday the 11th of September 2017. Goal 2. Make London a great place to grow up. We have four areas for action that will help us to achieve this goal. Area for Action number 1. Less children in poverty. The Mayor will play his part in reducing child poverty. He will increase the numbers of homes that people can afford. He will make transport safer and easier to use and to pay for. He will get more London employers to pay the London Living Wage, which is £9.75 per hour. He will set up and support projects that will help to end child poverty. And he will work with the government and others to reduce the impacts of benefit changes, especially for children in poverty. Area for Action 2. Better education for all. The Mayor will play his part in providing better education for all children. He will learn from London's best schools and celebrate the schools where children from different backgrounds do well. He will give children in poverty and low-income families the chance to do well through programmes like the Youth Innovation Fund. He will support schools to get the best teachers and staff, and for staff to reflect the communities they work for. And he will ensure that early years teaching and learning is better for all children. Area for Action 3. More skilled young people for the future. The Mayor will play his part in increasing the numbers of skilled young people. He will set up the Skills for Londoners Task Force to give schools better career advice and new talent for London's employers. He will write a STEM plan for London. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics. He will work with the government and business to create good quality apprenticeships. He will get more people of different backgrounds to work in key industries. He will give young people the chance to meet employers through projects like London Ambitions. And he will give young people the chance to get more skills through projects like Team London Young Ambassadors and community sports projects. Area for Action 4. More healthy children in London. The Mayor will play his part in making London's children healthier. He will work with TfL to reduce transport pollution across London and support London councils to follow the law as soon as possible. He will include policies in all his plans to give more children the chance to play outside. He will make London's air cleaner. He will fund air quality checks to find out how primary school children can be protected from toxic air. He will tackle childhood obesity and give London's children better access to healthy diets and physical activity. He will make London the first national park city, protect parks and green spaces, and provide children with more chances to experience nature. He will launch Thrive London to improve young people's mental health. And he will work with the London Food Board and Kitchen Social Project to make healthy food available during the school holidays. So the Mayor thinks the best way to make London a great place to grow up in is to have less children in poverty, better education for all, more skilled young people for the future, and more healthy children. But what do you think? Please send us your ideas and comments by Monday, the 11th of September, 2017. Goal 3 is to make London a great place to work in and do business in. We have 4 areas for action that will help us achieve this goal. Area for Action 1 is more skilled workers. The Mayor will play his part in making sure London has more skilled workers. He will set up Skills for Londoners Task Force to give Londoners better skills, including English language skills. He will secure the budget for adult education and have a say about the budget for teaching 14 to 19 year olds. He will pressurise the government to increase pay for apprentices and ensure apprenticeships support the skills that London's employers need. He will start new skills programmes, for example, STEM qualifications for women. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics. Area for Action 2, more decent jobs. The Mayor will play his part to give everyone the chance to get a decent job. He will get employers to make it easier for certain groups, such as young mothers, to get a job by providing more part-time or flexible jobs. He will set up projects that support women to work in different jobs with skills shortages, such as building work and STEM subjects. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics. He will update the plans to increase the numbers of high-quality childcare places. He will start job support projects aimed at certain groups and work closely with the councils in London to support work and health programmes. Area for Action 3, more fair employers. The Mayor will play his part in supporting businesses to become good employers. He will tackle pay gaps and get more employers to pay the London Living Wage. A pay gap is the difference between the average wages of two different groups, for example, men and women. He will get more employers to provide good working conditions, flexible work, and support the health of their staff. And he will get more employers to follow good examples of running an organisation. He will make workforces more diverse at all levels. He will support workers to have a voice and play a part in their organisation's future. Area for Action 4. More businesses that do well. The Mayor, working with the London Economic Action Partnership and others, will play his part in helping London's small and medium-sized businesses to do well. The London Economic Action Partnership is the Mayor, London Councils and business leaders working together to create more jobs and to support business in London. The Mayor will provide business support for new businesses, giving them the skills to grow and have new ideas. He will also make it easier for new and existing small and medium-sized businesses to get funding, especially for women who run businesses. He will support more workspaces that are flexible and easy for everyone to use and pay for. He will support more places where new businesses can grow. He will set up creative enterprise zones which support creative people from different backgrounds to start creative careers and businesses. And he will find out the impact that short-term and zero-hours contracts have on workers' rights, especially for people and groups struggling to make ends meet. Now, a zero-hours contract is a contract between an employer and a worker, and the employer does not have to provide any work, and the worker does not have to accept any work offered. So the Mayor thinks that the best way to make London a great place to work and do business in is to have more skilled workers, more decent jobs, more fair employers, and more businesses that do well. But what do you think? Please send us your ideas and comments by Monday the 11th of September 2017. Goal 4. Make it easy to get around London. We have four areas for action that will help us achieve this goal. Area for Action 1 is transport that everyone can afford. The Mayor, working with TfL, Transport for London, will play his part in providing public transport that people can afford. He will make it possible by the end of 2018 for passengers to take as many trips as they like on buses or trams in 1 hour. He will pressurise for more rail services to be run by the Mayor and make more rail trips across London cheaper. He will provide clear information on fares and on how to pay. He will target groups that do not travel on public transport so often, such as younger people and older people. He will advertise lower and cheaper fares when they are available. He will use information about transport to find out if fares stop some black and minority ethnic groups from using public transport. Area for Action 2, Transport for All. The Mayor will play his part in creating transport for all. He will encourage good design through the London Plan, other planning documents, and the Mayor's transport strategy. And he will invest the largest amount of money ever on step-free stations. Step-free stations mean passengers do not have to go up or down any steps to get to the platform or to the street. He will work with London's councils, Network Rail, bus and train companies to make stations, bus stops, buses, walking routes and cycling routes easier for everyone to use. He will train customer service staff, bus drivers and others who support disabled and older people to provide a service that everyone can use. He will work with young, disabled and older passengers to make transport easier for everyone to use. He will provide better information about how easy London transport is to use. He will make information easy to understand. He will look at the languages used to support more Londoners and visitors. And he will support Londoners who are not online. Area for Action 3, Safer and Healthy Streets. The Mayor, working alongside TfL, will play his part in creating safer and healthy streets. He will appoint the first ever walking and cycling commissioner to lead on this work. He will work on plans to design London streets for anyone who wants to walk or cycle. He will bring in walking routes that give children safer journeys to school and that avoid busy roads if possible. He will provide better information about safe walking and cycling routes. He will find out why some groups do not cycle. And he will carry on making dangerous road junctions safer for walkers and cyclists. Area for Action 4. Safer Journeys. The Mayor, working with TfL, will play his part in making journeys safer for Londoners. He will let more people know about the Report It to Stop It campaign and how to report crime, including hate crime and unwanted sexual behaviour, on London Transport. He will tackle fear of crime by listening to and acting on local concerns about crime and antisocial behaviour. He will increase customer safety through better policing, CCTV, lighting, signs, and well-trained staff. And he will make the night tube as safe as the daytime service, with more police patrolling the trains and stations. He will work with London schools and hold lessons about how to deal with sexual offences on transport. He will deal with unbooked and unlicensed minicabs that are a serious risk to the public, especially women. So the Mayor thinks that the best way to make it easy to get around London is to have transport that people can afford, transport for all, safe and healthy streets, and safer journeys. But what do you think? Please send us your ideas and comments by Monday, the 11th of September, 2017. Goal 5. A city that is healthy, safe and fun. There are 5 areas for action that will help us achieve this goal. Area for Action 1. More healthy Londoners. The Mayor will play his part in making Londoners healthy. He will write and take action on his health inequalities strategy. He will make sure that health inequality is tackled in his other plans and policies. Health inequality is about the different health chances that people or groups have due to their status, where they live, their family's health, and other factors. And the Mayor will also oversee projects such as the Thrive London Mental Health Project. Area for Action 2. Fresher air, more green spaces. The Mayor will play his part in making London the greenest of the world's big cities. He will reduce pollution, especially for those communities that are most affected by poor air quality. He will encourage a green infrastructure, and this means planning and designing good quality parks and green spaces for all Londoners. Green spaces provide benefits such as clean air, protection from flooding and heat, and quiet spaces. Area for Action 3. Make the city safer. To create a safer city, the Mayor will work with the Mayor's Office of Policing and Crime, the Metropolitan Police Service, the Crown Prosecution Service, London's councils, and the London Fire Emergency Planning Committee. The Mayor will take every case of hate crime very seriously and give good support to victims. He will work with community groups, prisons, schools, and others to prevent vulnerable people from being drawn into extremism. He will prevent domestic violence, domestic abuse, and violence against women and girls. He will make it easier to report crime and give support to those who need it. He will create safe places where young people can report sexual abuse and get long-term support. He will change child protection in London with expert help. And he will have a police force that looks like all the different communities that live in London, that carries out community policing and that works closely with Londoners. He will make sure stop and search only happens when police have good quality information. He will target people at risk of being injured by fire at home with fire safety visits, education and support. Area for Action 4, Arts, Culture and Sports for All. The Mayor will play his part in growing the arts, culture and sports in London. He will write a cultural infrastructure plan that explains how London will be supported to be a cultural capital and encourage more music, art, theatre, dance and other creative activities that take place in London. He will start a London Borough of Culture scheme to support a London that celebrates local culture and local people. He will use the London Plan and Good Design to ensure there are more creative workspaces that are easy to use and more arts and culture venues. He will start a Love London campaign to help more Londoners enjoy local culture. He will run more community sports projects to help bring Londoners together. He will make sure that international sports events help to fund community sports projects that benefit local communities. Area for Action 5, Access to the Internet for All. The Mayor will help Londoners to access the internet. He will start projects that support people to get online and get the skills they need. He will work with the government, local councils and others to help Londoners get online. He will get faster internet speeds for all parts of London, especially the poorest areas. So the Mayor thinks that the best way to make London a healthy, safe and fun place to live is to have more healthy Londoners, fresher air and more green spaces, a safer city, arts, culture and sport available for all, and access to the internet for all. But what do you think? Please send us your ideas and comments by Monday, the 11th of September, 2017. Goal 6. The GLA should lead by example. There are three areas for action that will help us achieve this goal. Area for Action 1 is the GLA should be a fair employer. The Mayor will play his part in making the GLA group a fair employer. He will draw up plans to recruit a workforce with different backgrounds, including apprentices, senior leaders, and board appointments. He will draw up plans to bring about a fair workplace with good examples of work practices. He will share good ways of working and have fair standards across the GLA group. So he will tackle pay for women by, for example, increasing the number of part-time jobs and jobs with flexible hours. And he will pay all staff, including apprentices, at or above the London Living Wage. Area for Action 2. The GLA is fair when it buys goods and services. The Mayor will ensure the GLA is fair in the way it buys goods and services. He will make it easier for businesses run by black and minority ethnic groups to work for the GLA. He will make sure that all businesses understand how the GLA buys goods and services. He will pay small businesses quickly so they have enough cash to run on from day to day. He will find out how businesses can support the GLA's work on equality. For example, make sure that the software that the GLA buys is easy for everyone to use. And he will see how the GLA can work with more businesses to use good design and treat their staff fairly. Area for Action 3. The GLA should be open and work closely with local communities. The Mayor will work more closely with local people and groups. He will review how the GLA works with local communities and find new ways to do this. He will give Londoners more chances to work with the GLA and take part in London life. He will support organisations that provide key services to Londoners. The Mayor thinks that the best way for the GLA to lead by example is for the GLA to be a good employer, to be fair when it buys goods and services, and to be open and work closely with local communities. But what do you think? Send us your ideas and comments by Monday, 11th of September, 2017. Would you like this document in another format? Please contact us if you need a version of this document in large print, in Braille, in audio disc, as a sign language video, or in audio tape. and just phone us on 020 7983 4000, or you could write to the Public Liaison Unit, Greater London Authority, City Hall, The Queen's Walk, More London, London SE1 2AA, and you can visit our website www.london.gov.uk. When you get in touch, please tell us your name, address, format, and the title of the document you require. If you would like a version of this document in your own language, please call 020 7983 4000 or write to us at the Public Liaison Unit, Greater London Authority, City Hall, The Queen's Walk, More London, London SE1 2AA. And thanks for listening to this audio transcription.